TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Hi there, I'm Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
You know that's the truth.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Hey there, kids. Welcome into your Monday, the 22nd day of April. And today is National Girl Scout Leaders Day. Yes, it is. This is the day each year when we recognize the thousands of leaders who volunteer their time and experiences with young girls across the country. These people have been positively impacting girls' lives since the beginning of Girl Scouting in 1912. Well, we don't have a famous hero birthday for you today, but we do have a famous hero story. It's about the lady who actually started the Girl Scouts so long ago. Her story is called The Daisy Lowe Story, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Famous Hero.
On my honor, I will try to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people at all times, and to obey the Girl Scout laws.
Did you ever say the words of that promise, or know someone who did? If so, then you or a friend of yours must be a Girl Scout. But did you ever wonder about the very first Girl Scout? Well, her name was Juliet Gordon, but everyone called her Daisy. As Daisy grew older, she began noticing children nearby in ragged clothing, and she told her friends about them. "Let's start a sewing club and make them some clothes," Daisy suggested. Her friends thought that was a great idea, and they decided to call their club the Helpful Hands. When Daisy Gordon got married, her name changed to Daisy Lowe, and she had many opportunities to travel throughout the world. She could never see a human being or an animal in need without trying to help. Then one day, Daisy met the man who started the Boy Scouts. She became very excited and wanted to start a group of girls who could do scout work, too. At first, Daisy's girls were called Girl Guides. Because of Daisy Lowe's hard work and great example, many girls today continue to learn how to make the world a better place through scouting. And even though she lived over 100 years ago, Girl Scouts around the world know that little Daisy from Savannah, Georgia, truly became a hero. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero, too. So have you been, or are you now, a Girl Scout? Or a Boy Scout, for that matter? Or do you have any friends who are involved in scouting? How much do you know about the scouting programs for girls or for boys? What are some things that you or you and your friends have done to help others? Also, have you ever been somewhere and seen a person or animal who needed help? Were you able to help? And finally, how do you think Juliet Gordon became a hero? Just some thinking points on this Monday morning. Okay, so you've been hearing me talk about listening every weekday morning to TCN Mornings, and that you can simply go to tcnmornings.com and play each daily episode from there, or you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app by simply searching TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store, and that is just how simple it is. Well, now you can also simply search TCN Mornings wherever you get your podcasts, or you can just Google TCN Mornings or enter TCN Mornings into your favorite search engine. TCN Mornings. Now it's simply everywhere. All right, coming up, another quote from my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future right here on this Monday edition of TCN Mornings. So my old Irish pappy and the things I learned when I was your age about life and how to live it better. As I've said before, there's not a single day that goes by when I don't remember something my pappy taught me.
When I was a young lad like yourself, I used to wonder why I needed to learn some of the subjects they were teaching in school. I didn't think I'd need them in the life that I saw myself having. But then I discovered how important it is in life to know at least something about many things. It makes for a well-rounded life, helps greatly in decision-making throughout your life. So treat each subject in school with the same respect, whether it comes naturally to you or not.
Yeah, Pappy said when he was young he used to wonder why he needed to learn some of the subjects they were teaching in school. He didn't think he'd ever need them in the life he saw himself having. But then he discovered how important it is in life to know at least something about many things. It makes for a well-rounded life and helps greatly in decision-making throughout life. So treat each subject in school with the same respect, whether it comes naturally to you or not. Now it's time for the question of the day. We talked earlier about Juliet Gordon Lowe and that she started the Girl Scouts, but I didn't say when. So let's make that your question. And let's add to that question, when was the Boy Scouts organization started? So your questions are, once again, when was the Girl Scouts started and when was the Boy Scouts started? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course, your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. So about the question from yesterday, you remember we talked about garlic because yesterday, among other things, was National Garlic Day. And we said besides being a great additive for spicing up food, garlic has a lot of health benefits. So your question was, name at least three health benefits that eating garlic provides. Well, Thomas from Yazoo City, Mississippi, said that garlic is highly nutritious, but has very few calories. It can fight sickness, including the common cold, and it can also help reduce blood pressure. And yeah, Thomas, that's right. Garlic also has a number of health benefits, too. Take a minute to look it up. And then start enjoying some garlic in your meals. Okay, a quick look at your future is just ahead, and I will see you tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
There's a lot of talk today about volunteering your time. Maybe as a young person, you've never given it a lot of thought, but consider this. Among the many other rewards in volunteer work, it is extremely valuable on a job resume to show a significant trend for volunteering your time in community service. We all have been given so much, and each of us needs to give something back. It's true that every volunteer situation is not suited to the talents, personality, or schedule of everyone. So look around. What's your thing? The environment? The elderly? Children? How about a service club or organization? Don't fret over what you can't do. Look for what you can. And on the subject of giving and getting, here's something else to think about. Give more than you're expected to give, and you'll get back more than you expect to get. It always works. So go prove it for yourself. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNMornings.com.